Hello, I'm Govinda Gill with the BBC News. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has struck a plea deal with the US which will allow him to go free after spending 5 years in a British prison. A letter by the Department of Justice shows the 52-year-old Australian is set to plead guilty to a charge of conspiracy to obtain and disclose national defence information. Nomia Iqbal reports.
Julian Assange, who founded the whistleblowing site WikiLeaks, has been in Belmarsh Prison in the UK since 2019. He was accused by the US of exposing sensitive secrets about the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and endangering the lives of American operatives. Court documents show he will be recommended a 62-month prison sentence, but will not likely spend any time in custody here in the States, because under the plea agreement, he'll receive credit for the time he has spent in a UK prison fighting extradition to the US.
The US Secretary of State Antony Blinken has told the Israeli Defense Minister, who's in Washington, the United States wants to avoid any escalation of the Gaza conflict into Lebanon. There have been frequent clashes between Israeli forces and Hezbollah militants along the Israeli-Lebanese border in recent days. Here's Peter Bowes.
Tensions have been rising with an increasing number of skirmishes between Israel and Lebanon's Iranian-backed group Hezbollah, which supports Hamas in Gaza. With fears those hostilities could intensify, Antony Blinken urged Mr. Gallant to work towards de-escalation. According to a State Department spokesman, the talks also focused on indirect diplomacy between Israel and Hamas on an agreement that secures the release of all hostages and alleviates the suffering of the Palestinian people.
The head of the UN Children's Agency says Sudan has the largest number of displaced young people in the world and that almost no children are able to go to school. Both the Sudanese armed forces and their challengers, the Rapid Support Forces, have been restricting aid. Catherine Russell of UNICEF said that nearly 4 million children faced acute malnutrition and 9 million weren't getting enough to eat.
A famine doesn't happen overnight. We sort of unfortunately walk up to it, and Once it hits, it's very hard to turn it around. We need to act now. It's just going to get worse. You can always eventually make progress on something, right? So nothing is completely impossible. But for individual babies, for children who are starving now, who are hungry, who are severely malnourished, it will be too late for them.
The Kenyan government says it's dispatched the first contingent of a controversial international police force to Haiti to tackle gang violence in the Caribbean country. About 400 police officers were reported to have left Nairobi on a Kenya Airways flight to Haiti. World News from the BBC. Brazil has reported the highest number of fires in the Amazon rainforest and two other important ecological regions in the last two decades. Official data from Brazil's space agency shows an 80% increase in fires this year in the Amazon compared to last year. Leonardo Rocha reports.
The figures are staggering. There were more than 12,000 fires in Brazil's rainforest in the first 6 months of the year. The situation is even more dramatic in the Pantanal, a vast area of wetlands in the west of the country. The region is experiencing its worst environmental disaster since records began in 1988. The governor of Mato Grosso do Sul state has declared an emergency. Videos posted online show the city of Corumbá encircled by a giant firewall.
The United States says technology is making it easier for people traffickers to abuse an estimated 27 million people around the world who were exploited for labour or sex services. The State Department's annual Trafficking in Persons report says digital tools have boosted the reach, scale and speed of trafficking. It says perpetrators using dating apps and online ads to recruit victims and then evade detection through encrypted messages and digital currencies. Thailand is to resume sending workers to Israel despite the ongoing conflict in Gaza. The first batch of 100 migrants are flying from Bangkok on Tuesday. Before the Hamas attack on Israel last October, about 30,000 Thais were employed on Israeli farms. A new study says tiny particles from burnt jet fuel pose a growing health threat for tens of millions of people living near Europe's busiest airports. The particles, 1,000 times smaller than the width of a human hair, can penetrate deep into the human body. They've been found in brain, blood and placentas of people breathing them in. BBC News.